and welcome to How to Cope with the Dope. My name is Jackie Freitas, and I am your host as well as a certified life and health coach. And if you've landed here and you have a loved one who struggles with addiction, then you are in a good place. Each week, I share either an interview of hope or information that may help broaden your understanding and ability to manage your life in a healthy way. Ultimately, this podcast is designed to sow seeds of hope and inspiration in a world of worry. Today is a quick tip Monday, and I am going to be talking about some ways that you can relieve stress in your life very quickly when you are just going through it. So take out a pen and paper and jot down some notes and file this one away for future use. I think that you will be able to use it all the time. And let me tell you, when you have somebody in your life who struggles with addiction, I can almost guarantee you that you have some level of stress. So first of all, when we are stressed out, what happens to us is that our sympathetic nervous system is activated. So a lion is coming at you, and you are either going to fight or flight. The sympathetic nervous system would act effectively to shut things down, shut down your digestion, and direct your blood flow away from the belly and out towards your arms and legs for quick moving and up to your brain for quick thinking. It's honestly a very brilliant system that is put in place for our survival. While most of us don't have to confront lions on our lunch hour, we do encounter stress. On a psychological level, your body doesn't differentiate between a lion chasing you and your boss yelling at you or the person in your life that you loved who is struggling with addiction. If you're stressing out about their situation, your body's not differentiating. On a physiological level, your body reacts the same way. So when your sympathetic system is activated, and I hate to tell you, but for most of us, it is chronic, low level all day long. But when that system is activated, our parasympathetic system is shut off. These two systems do not turn on at the same time. And the parasympathetic system is also known as the rest and digest or feel and heal response. This is more of a definite low stress state. And it's also called, you know, the rest and digest because it is our more calm and peaceful state. And our body is actually able to attend to itself. It's not putting out a fire, so to speak. But when we are stressed out, our parasympathetic system shuts down. So again, both of these systems cannot go on at the same time. You're either in the parasympathetic state of rest and digest, or you're in the sympathetic state of fight or flight. So the hormone called cortisol is actually released when we are stressed out. And studies show that increased cortisol in the system leads to fat accumulation, a lot more stress. We can have so many other things that go along with high cortisol levels, where we just have anxiety, depression, headaches, heart disease, memory and concentration problems, problems with digestion, trouble sleeping, and weight gain. So I'd like you to think in terms of stress in your life, as especially as related to your loved one. And what are some things that stress you out and some triggers? And I would love for you to write down three of the common stressors that you may have with your loved one. So after you've taken a moment to do this, I'd like you to write down what are some of the relaxers that you use? What are some things that you do to calm yourself down or take care of yourself? And if you could just write down your top three. And there's no right or wrong here, just, you know, intuitively, how do you relax? So I'm going to tell you that there is a really cool thing that you can do to de-stress your body in less than 2 minutes. And how we do this is by actually tricking our central nervous system. It's kind of like the shortcut to turn off stress and activate a psychological relaxation response. And it is conscious breathing. Sounds pretty simple, but it is one of the easiest and quickest ways to activate your parasympathetic nervous system. So when we are in a stressful state, if we consciously adopt the deep and rhythmic breathing pattern characteristic of a relaxed state, we fool the central nervous system. The brain says something like, hey, I thought I was a nervous wreck, but I'm breathing like a really relaxed person. I must be relaxed. So what are some different breath patterns? Now, there are a bunch of them out there. And the one that I like the best is a 5-5-7 breath. And what you're going to do is you'll inhale for 5, hold for 5, and then exhale for 7. So the exhale is a little bit longer than the inhale. So what I'd like to do is to just try this for a moment. So if you've got a pen or paper, just put that down and just sit comfortably with your spine straight and your feet flat on the floor. Now your eyes can be open or closed, and we'll try a few of these breaths to turn on the relaxation response and fire up your metabolism too. That's another benefit. Okay, so you're going to inhale. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Filling your lungs to about 2/3 capacity. Hold. 2, 3, 4, 5. Exhale. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Inhale. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Hold. 2, 3, 4, 5. Exhale. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Last one. Inhale. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Hold. 2, 3, 4, 5. And exhale. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. And as you continue this conscious breathing, this steady rhythm, scan your senses. Try again on your own, inhaling for 5. As you do this, I want you to notice the scent of the air in your nose, the red and the oranges on your eyelids if they are closed, your taste buds, the feeling of your rear end on the chair. And now you're holding. Your feet spread wide on the earth, the sound of my voice, and finally exhaling through the nose. Count to 7. Keep on breathing and scanning, tuning into a heightened awareness. Now, what you're going to try to do is repeat that 10 times and then see how you're feeling. Maybe write that down and try to keep a little journal of what happens when you slow your breathing down when you're stressed out. How do you begin to feel? So this is literally 2 minutes to relaxation. You can do this anywhere, anytime, and it's free. How much better can you get than that? The great thing is sometimes when you're speaking with someone who is really stressing you out, you can actually do this breathing in your head, and they don't even have to know you're doing it. I have done it so many times with people who kind of trigger me and stress me out, and it works every time. So there are plenty of other breathing techniques. There's a box breathing technique where you inhale for four, you hold for four, you exhale for four, you hold for four. So it is that repeated pattern. And that's actually a breathing pattern that the Navy SEALs use. And I like that one very, very much. There's another breathing pattern that I do. I teach fitness classes, and from time to time, I will do some breath work at the end of class. And the one that I do is for, I have my clients pick a color, and I have them pick the color in the most vibrant state. So if it's pink, it would be a really bright pink. I have them inhale through their nose, pink, that bright pink. And then I have them envision that color flowing through their body as they hold. And then as they exhale, the color is a faded version of the color that they inhaled. I've had a lot of really positive feedback about that one, that people like it. It's very calming. And the cool thing is you get to work with colors, and to me, that's a little added fun there. I think this is a wonderful way to be able to decompress, to be able to relax your body, and, you know, activate your parasympathetic nervous system. I hope this helps you in times of stress and that you will put it to use and add it to your toolbox. All right, my friends. Well, thank you so much for tuning in today, and I hope that you have a wonderful day. Sending you much peace and love. Bye-bye.